Making a living as a visual artist has always been tough, but trying to do it when people are downloading and stealing your work is all but impossible. A survey by Australia's Copyright Agency has revealed that 90% of Australian artists have had their work reproduced, but only 5% received royalties, as Lucy Carter reports.
Blue Mountains artist Tanya Levis has created and sold colourful, fun works for over 20 years. Her style is so distinctive that fans take pleasure in spotting her paintings around Australia.
People that knew my work had contacted me and said, "Oh, I didn't realise your artwork was in such and such cafe." And that was when we were alerted.
Ms. Levis's work had in fact been stolen. She believes images posted on her website were copied cheaply overseas.
So I'm not sure if the owners of the businesses have literally gone over and commissioned the works with the artists there, or they've just seen them over there. I haven't really investigated it because the time involved just wouldn't be worth it.
A survey of over 1,000 Australian artists by licensing company Copyright Agency has found she's far from alone in having her work ripped off. 90% of artists reported having their work reproduced, while only 5% ever profited from this. Copyright Agency visual artist manager Tristan Chant says the survey results show the internet is a mixed blessing for artists.
What we have is a sort of an unprecedented level of access and connection to artists' works, but in that scenario we also have a greater opportunity to see infringements of artists' works.
Tamara Winnikoff, the executive director of the National Association for the Visual Arts, says copyright is a constant battle for artists.
The law is adequate. The problem is that for artists to find who might be copying their work and to get them to either agree to a licensing agreement or to pay for what they've used, that presents real challenges.
She's deeply concerned about the Productivity Commission's recent proposed changes to Australian copyright law that fair dealing exceptions be replaced by a broader US-style fair use model.
It creates an absolute minefield of legal wrangling. And as we've seen in the States, big entities like Google get away with copying 20 million books without paying either the publisher or the author.
The Copyright Agency is currently working with a UK company to develop software that would allow people who want to use art to contact the artist directly. Tristan Chant believes it'll make many artists' lives easier.
Once a user clicks on that image, they'll be taken to a portal, which may be through a collecting society such as Copyright Agency, where they can purchase the use of that image.
For people that are deliberately trying to steal an artist's work and not give them any recompense, that's not going to really help though, is it?
No, certainly not. And I think that's one of the problems that we face with the internet, is that there are always going to be consumers out there who don't understand that by paying for content, we are able to continue to create content.
That's Tristan Chant from the Copyright Agency, ending that report from Lucy Carter.